Good evening, everyone. I call to order the Westlake City Schools Board of Education regular board meeting for Monday, November the 26th of 2018. Roll call.
Kraft.
Here.
Lozinski.
Here.
Stoll.
Here.
Fanukin.
Here.
If everyone would rise with me to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It is great to see everyone. Thanks for joining us tonight. I hope everyone had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I see a little bit of snow out there reminding us of some time off in a little bit. Let's finish this semester strong. I want to say thanks to everyone. Principal Barrett, thank you very much. Thank you and your staff and your students and your families for inviting the Westlake City Schools Board of Education here tonight. We are happy to be here.
Glad you're here.
We have been here many times, you know, before for reasons including reading to students in their classrooms, celebrating holidays and Halloween, also witnessing student presentations and sometimes just stopping by for lunch or a conversation. We are proud of all of your accomplishments, those of your staff, your families, and your students. Not only of those that are with us today, but we recognize all that have been a part of the history of Dover Elementary for many, many years. We especially recognize you, Principal Barrett, in your last year here in Westlake City Schools. Again, thank you for hosting us tonight.
Thank
We're happy
you.
To be here.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
Here's a few chairs.
Absolutely.
Over here.
There's another one here too. So
Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
If I may recommend swapping two items here, we could do the staff recognition first under the number three informational reports, and then do the slideshow after that, if that's acceptable.
I think we can do that. Any further discussion? Roll call.
To approve as amended, to change to swap 3A and 3B. Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we have a hearing of the public. If there is anyone that would like to address the board at this time regarding any agenda issue, please raise your hand, let me know that you're coming up to the podium, and we'll make some time. Seeing no one, we're going to move on. Approval of the minutes. We've all had an opportunity to see the minutes and make any changes that were recommended. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The ayes have it. The minutes are approved. At this time, we're going to move on to informative reports and recognitions. We are going to start with staff recognition. Dr. Goggin? I sure do.
All right. I'm going to head over here. I have Mr. Wilson. So this is the time of year where we get to recognize our staff. I want to take this time to present to our Board of Education, our students, our staff, and our community members this year's recipient of the Classify Award of Achievement, of Excellence it is. And to give you a little bit of an idea, with both of these awards, there's prerequisites. So in order to be considered for nomination, you have to be an employee of the Westlake City Schools for 4 years or more. You have to be also recommended by at least two staff members, and you also have to be approved by the principal, and you also cannot have won it before. So there's a lot of criteria that has to go into place even before your nomination is accepted. So this is fun because we get to recognize two people tonight who I think both of them, probably this is their least favorite thing is being put on the spotlight, but sometimes those people who don't want attention probably deserve it the most. So right now we are gonna start off with the recipient of the Classified Award of Excellence, which is Jackie Massa, who is administrative assistant at the high school. Come on up. Now, Mr. Kraft is going to give you a plaque while I get to read things about you people had submitted in your nomination. And after that, I'll let Mr. Wilson say some words. So, like I said, you have a whole bunch of nominations that come in, and both of these recipients had many. And so I'm going to take some words that I highlighted about each of them from their nomination forms and read them to you. So one of the questions is, how does this person engage in opportunities for self-growth and or job improvement? In here it says, I've personally witnessed Mrs. Massa step up and help out on countless occasions. She is also very organized and detail-oriented and goes above and beyond to be helpful. I like this one. How does this candidate display on a regular continuing basis outstanding service to the Westlake School District? Jackie Massa is a gem. I am not sure that anyone works harder at their job or impacts as many as Jackie. Simply stated, she is a jack of all trades and master of everything. We are blessed to have Jackie at WHS. She is motherly to those in the office waiting to see an assistant principal, always there to help her colleagues and offer any suggestion needed. Oftentimes, you can find Jackie on the phone with parents and or helping her colleagues. Jackie is an amazing person. I'm not sure that I've met anyone that is stronger, as hardworking, or is a better family person than Jackie. So those are the words that I'll share, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Wilson.
Well, Jackie, there is no one more deserving than you for this award. And I would say those of you at the high school, and there are many students here, and I'm happy that there are many students here. People say you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with, and I have to thank Tim Freeman. I'm blessed to be surrounded by you. And I mean that sincerely. There are so many things at the high school that you do, that you make run. Your colleagues are here, and when we talked about who we would nominate, I think it's important for you know how many employees are at the high school. There are people coming down after the fact telling us, do you need me to fill something out? And I was like, I don't know if Dana wants to hear from every single person necessarily at the high school, but you mean so much to everybody there. There is no one more deserving, and we're very proud of you at the high school. So thank you for all that you do.
So the next award we are giving out tonight is Excellence in Teaching. Now, this would include counselors, school psychologists, classroom teachers, anybody who carries a certified license. Even though this is only my third year here, this is probably the fifth time we've given out this award, and we have never had so many people nominate one person. I believe there were at least 32 people who signed on. And I think that just kept growing, and I didn't turn to look at the back, I was wondering if there might have been more, but it was substantial, the outpouring of support for our Excellence in Teaching Award winner, Mrs. Barb DeCoste. You can stand. Mrs. DeCoste is a second grade teacher at Bassett Elementary School. And one of the things that really stood out to me and the people who reviewed these candidates was it wasn't one thing. It wasn't just classroom teaching. It was how you were as a colleague, a friend, and everything that was outpouring in there. I'll read you some examples. Pedagogically, Barb is one of the top, is on top of the latest curriculum changes. She takes classes to be sure she is well-versed in the changes and prepares differentiated lessons based on her deep understanding of each student's needs and interests. Barb embraces technology, though it didn't come naturally at first. She has spent countless hours familiarizing herself with new technology for instruction and learning, so the students' experiences are rich and varied. As a person and colleague, Barb is a leader. though she may not think so. She meets with her team weekly and acts as the keeper and organizer of all resources. If you need something, she can put it in your hand right away. She willingly shares her knowledge and materials with everyone, including substitutes. Her unobtrusive way of bringing out the best in her colleagues is admirable and rare. And with that, Jim?
Sure, yeah. Actually, the last word that you just said about Barb is admirable and rare, that is for sure. She is just well-loved at Bassett, and fitting that we're going to tear the place down, because how many years did we spend there?
At least 30. Yeah.
So I think it's fitting, but she is just a sweet teacher, a sweet person. The second graders love her. The parents love her. I've been there for 4 years. The first day I sat in here, I said, oh, I wish I had her for second grade. she works hard. And like you said, I don't think technology was her first love. And when I sat in on one of the first lessons, she was doing something brand new that our district was just tackling. And she said, I'm going to give it a try. And I think it's commendable that how well you've done, how well loved you are, and we're going to miss you. And congratulations, we're very proud of you.
And what's funny is, so we have Mrs. DeCoste and Mrs. Massa here, and they brought fans. And I can see Bassett people in here and out there. I see family and high school people here supporting Jackie as well. And Tim, you picked the wrong night to put us in a small room because it's getting hot here.
Definitely not that many, I'm sorry.
Right. With that being said, we are going to move on with our meeting at this point. But we want to say to the award winners, their family and friends, what a great night, hopefully, to go out and get some dinner or do whatever you're going to do and celebrate. Please don't think you have to sit through our boring meeting. The kids do because it's government class. You guys don't have to. So thank you for showing support for your colleagues, and we congratulate our winners again. So thank you.
Showing you where those pictures were taken, the direction they were taken.
and soul. Become yourself. Because the past is just
the old red brick building.
Wow. Teach your children well.
That's actually my birthday, 11 years before I was born. So I'm pretty close to the same, so I'm pretty big.
Them on your dream, the one they fix, the one you know by.
Here's the plaque in the lobby.
Oh, wow.
As before our stairs went up. Front door that you enter today. Back of the building, there's a cafeteria. This is the very front. Here's the front entrance again. Here's the office area. This is where we are. The boilers. These are all coal-fired boilers, by the way. Yep. The cafeterias would be like looking from our parking lot cafeteria, the kitchen, music room there. And it's in the opposite direction. This is their little elevator that they hand pulled all of the brick and mortar up there. It's all by hand.
The one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why.
Sort of take shape.
If they told you you would cry.
This is the initial, the second edition actually had that on the floor. Building, you notice the gym's not there yet. We still don't have the second floor built. This is a kindergarten room. Here's a typical classroom, and these are actually bolted to the floor. There are still holes up there that they filled in where these desks were taken out. This is interesting because this is our library, our current library. That was their gym. This is that picture right there on that wall was a picture of where the Wizard of Oz picture, it's in there. That flooring is still underneath the carpet. This is addition number 2, built in 1952. They are adding the other wing down here and adding classrooms. I think there are 8 classrooms, 3-4 bathrooms. Adding on to the cafeteria, extending that cafeteria out another 30 feet. That's actually the main hallway going down towards the gym. Well, it's not there yet, but. Bucket of mortar to lay the rest of the brick on the top. He's just hoisting it up. And there it is. And now the gym later will be added on to the back here. It's like a breezeway here, and then the gym further on. Right now, that's our computer lab, so that is it. I thought they were all worth keeping. I think Dr. Goggin has the original pictures there, someplace there for safekeeping.
They're on my desk.
All right, there.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And I think it would be really helpful. Are you thinking about doing some sort of a maybe photo display
of the Dover pictures?
Well, not just the Dover, but even the other schools.
We're seeing what we can find. And yeah. What's interesting is we're to a point right now where the realization is coming that mm-hmm. we're moving, you know? And so offices like Mr. Barrett, they're cleaning things out and opening old closets, old safes that haven't been opened for a long period of time. And it's going to be really interesting to see what we find.
Exactly.
Could be spooky. Yeah.
Well, we finally got our Parkside safe open. Dana called, and who did you have come in? Who knew the combination?
It was the secretary
and So there's been a, and so we opened it, and we thought we were going to find something really cool, but there was really, there was only a pencil. It wasn't even a good, I think it may have been a number one, not even a number two. But it was a pencil was the only thing in there. That was a real big letdown.
So no time capsule?
No photos. Well, Tim got me excited where he brought those pictures over, and I was wondering if I was going to find anything in there. So, but as we empty closets and do those sorts of things, I'm sure we'll discover and we'll display things that are relevant.
Well, and I know you and I were talking about, you know, it's so interesting to notice Westlake Elementary School, and now we're going back to Westlake Elementary School.
Yeah, 1949.
That was the first time I noticed it when I was putting this together.
Isn't that pretty cool? Yeah, and it grew quickly, and you know, very, very forward thinking.
One more thing I want to point out is that, you know, I see Mrs. Forshee here. We're on a committee together with teachers and administrators, and we actually used one of those pictures to start a conversation. It was the
furniture and the room
arrangement. Right. So we looked at, you know, the furniture and how classrooms were arranged in 1949, and the challenge we put on the table for the team was how much have we evolved since 1949? And then as we're going into this new elementary school, is it going to look the same? Are we going to bolt chairs to the, you know, floor and point them towards there, or are we going to do something different? So it was really nice finding those pictures because it even started conversations.
You know, we have a time capsule that we put in the new high school. Mm-hmm. So is that what you're thinking of doing in the new elementary school? Is it?
We haven't talked about a time capsule for that yet. We can. Yes, Kim.
Actually, we have.
Oh, we have talked about a time capsule, but
we had a conversation with the principals that we're probably going to do the time capsule after the first year. Mm-hmm. When the school's open, we're going to have the kids actually do it.
Okay.
And could include some of the materials you're finding now and some of the old schools you're thinking, or what?
You know, I'm not sure.
We haven't gotten that far yet. We just decided we're going to hand it off to the kids. And we wanted to be a kid-driven event.
Well, again, thank you, Mr. Barrett.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.